This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from a hospital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The Supreme Court says the 86-year-old justice is doing well and has returned to her Washington, D.C. home. Ginsburg spent two nights at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, where she was taken Friday after experiencing chills and fever. The court says she received intravenous antibiotics and fluids and that her symptoms abated. Ginsburg has had four occurrences of cancer, including two in the past year. Still, her absences from the court's public sessions have been rare. She did miss one earlier this month with what the court said was a stomach bug. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pope Francis is in Japan, where he's calling on all countries to abolish nuclear weapons. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has that story.
Rain didn't deter Pope Francis's faithful lining up before dawn to catch a glimpse of him on Sunday. Speaking at Nagasaki's atomic bomb hypocenter park, ground zero of the bomb drop during World War II that killed 27,000 people, the pontiff sent a strong message to world leaders.
I ask political leaders not to forget that these weapons cannot protect us from current threats to national and international security.
He also called for the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki to be honoured as a living memory, as opposed to a, quote, relic of the past.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Police in Iraq say security forces opened fire on protesters in Baghdad and several cities in southern Iraq on Sunday, killing at least nine people and wounding dozens of others. Anti-government protests erupted in early October and have swollen into the largest demonstrations since the fall of Saddam Hussein in 2003. You're listening to VOA News.